This is Mary Jo Heath for the Metropolitan Opera. We're launching a new season of Saturday matinee broadcasts on December the 1st with Mephistophele, the epic and only opera by the brilliant Arrigo Boito. Tenor Michael Fabiano stars as Faust, the scholar who agrees to give the devil his soul if Mephistophele can show him a moment of such contentment and beauty that he wants it to last. The opera is based on the same Goethe source as Gounod's Faust, but Fabiano told me that Boito's Faust goes on a much longer journey and ends up in a different place.
I see Faust as a much larger warrior of justice than he is in the Gounod. And the last aria, when he talks about seeing a peaceful world and seeing people live justly under great law, in the last epilogue, I think gives Faust a much more dynamic spin than we can see in other productions. The opera no longer is about Mephisto in the last two scenes, really. It's about Faust and Faust's big arc. Sure, the opera's called Mephistophele, but by the time we get to the epilogue, Faust is the one that is proclaiming about justice in the world, and Mephistophele is just about to go back to hell.
Yeah.
And that's it.
Would you say that Faust is truly experiencing all this stuff, or do you... It seems like sometimes he's just sort of observing it.
Right. I think that's interesting. It tells a lot about Boito and what he wanted to do as a composer, that he sees the character Faust function at times as more of a Greek chorus than he does as Faust, as a man that has just completely changed himself, that he's looking in curiously. Remember, this man is a chemist. Faust is a chemist. He's a man of science. He's a man of practicality. So even if he might be wooed by a beautiful woman or an orgy or a wonderful sensual scene, he's still going to look at it pragmatically. What's going on here? Why is it? And so we see that in an observatory way. In the Gounod, it's not nearly the same. Character-wise, that's what I see. Musically, it's a totally different box of discussion to have. This opera is the crown of the Scapigliatura period, which precedes Verismo. This is not Verismo, and this is not Verdi. Boito was asked by producers and printers to create a work that modeled the German romantic system of opera, basically through composed, without fixed arias, fixed recitativi, etc. And so he did it. And he created it with an Italianità, which never really existed before. So we see this kind of new Italian arc that absolutely created pandemonium in Italy when it happened between the premiere in 68 and the revision in 75.
What are you hearing in this? What are some of the parts that remind you of other works or other composers?
Nothing.
In this?
This is a different opera. This is something else. Sure, it's tonal and it's big and grand, just like Wagner is big and grand and just like other composers in that era. Brahms, for instance, you know, it's beautiful. But this is distinctly him. And it's distinct because you have magnificent moments that then suddenly shift into light little flutes and little winds doing a lot of little tinking around. And it just makes you think, what's going on? Why is this happening? But it's because he's creating drama through crazy music, and he's making the listener pay very close attention the entire night. Because if he just kept that pattern of lugubrious, dark, heavy music all night long, there'd probably be a drop. But instead, it changes constantly, which I think is so exciting.
Tenor Michael Fabiano, who's currently at the Metropolitan Opera starring as Faust in Boito's Mephistophele. You can hear him on December the 1st when Mephistophele, also starring Christian Van Horn and Angela Mead, opens a new season of Saturday matinee broadcasts live from the Met. For the Met, I'm Mary Jo Heath.